I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel alert over a church's plans to burn the Quran. Violent demonstrations have taken place in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Indonesia, and they're spreading. AMG International's Paul Jenks says they're uneasy about how this could affect their team in Indonesia. Worse, it could give traction to Sharia law pushed by Muslim-dominated countries.
Giving them an excuse to say, see, they are the great Satan that we've been talking about, just strengthens their case. Showing love and mercy is what Jesus did.
Next, as the Muslim world continues to react to the decision of a Florida church to burn the Quran, one ministry's bracing for the after effects. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Muller, says Christians in Muslim nations aren't the only ones who could be affected by unintended consequences.
The backlash here in the United States will probably produce a wave of sympathy for Muslims. We could well see local and state and national legislation introduced that severely limits Christians' ability to challenge Muslims on theological grounds.
And Tiffany Taylor with Orphan Outreach says schooling is a worldwide necessity, but virtually impossible without basic supplies. Orphan Outreach sends backpacks to children worldwide, but the need is so great, they've had to turn some down.
We are really out there right now letting people know about this need and asking people to consider going to their schools, going to their churches, and collecting backpacks for us.
A Bible is added to each backpack. Get involved at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India with Global Action. Your name's drawn. Global Action will send you to India for free to distribute blankets to the needy in the winter months. Call 1-800-995-4828 to activate your name or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.